Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, like in July, I'm walking through the Denver airport and just kind of hanging out because my son was down waiting for the plane. We're flying back to Omaha after a baseball thing, and I come around the corner, and this guy comes around the corner, and it's Josh, and he goes, "Look at this effing guy." So it's cool to see Josh Blue in the airport in Denver, and it's good to see you now in person again, man. How you been?
I swear, I thought you were a Muppet walking down the street. I was like, there's a bunch of people, I could see you from like four terminals away. Like, I know that guy.
And by the way, I knew you too.
Yeah, you can see me. I have a very distinctive gait.
You do.
But it was cool, man.
CBS.
Introduce your friend. You got a friend with you now.
Yeah. I don't know this guy.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks,
his name is Colin Chamberlain. Do you suffer from any afflictions?
No.
Look at him.
No. It would think like hanging out with Josh I would have rubbed off, but yeah. It hasn't.
No.
Well, Josh is mean, by the way. He picks on people's stuff. Our news guy, once in a great while, will stammer or stutter.
Once in a while? He's pretty regular when I'm here.
I saw
it. 2 minutes into the first segment.
But you're
there
so
we go.
Mean.
Yeah.
Do you feel you can be mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't care, obviously.
Why not?
He's a comedian.
This is all from the heart.
He's a comedian first.
I realize he's a comedian first, but I think that he also has a right to be mean. Who's going to yell back at him? Yeah. Who's going to yell back at him?
Well, you know? It's great when you have a disability. It's kind of
you can laugh at other people's.
I think we've all learned that we can yell back at him now. If he can dish it out, he can take it.
As long as he's yelling at Craig, not us.
Well, we saw a piece on CBS Sunday Morning. The announcer for the Chicago White Sox also suffers from cerebral palsy. And he runs into these occasions where I think he specifically mentioned one. There was he was at the grocery store. Kid says to mom, "What's wrong with that guy?" And mom just says to shut the hell up.
Right. God, I want to be a fly on the wall when it happens to Josh.
And
this guy's an announcer for a baseball team, has to be all uppity.
He is thinking,
Josh doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Well, this lady just passed up a teaching moment.
Right.
I'm guessing you would not be offended if a little kid walked up to you and said, "Why do you walk funny?"
He'd call him a little prick, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. As a disabled person, I have this sort of thing where I can either educate or perpetuate.
Which one do you usually do?
I think you know. I'll definitely take it there. There's a lot wrong with me, kid. Come over here and I'll show you.
That kid is still shell shocked.
So
remember we met that homeless guy in the Whole Foods? Oh my God.
There's a lot wrong with me.
Josh is funnier than that Chicago White Sox.
Well, obviously. That guy's got to be straight-laced, and Josh doesn't have to be.
And I could probably call a baseball game better, too.
I don't know. He's pretty good.
Be a lot more colorful.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely more colorful.
Did you see that effing hit?
FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see Josh's tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows each night,
right,
Carl?
That's right.
And, And you brought your feature with you, by the way.
I know, I didn't want to, but yeah. Colleen said I had to.
All right, Colin Chamberlain with us. Nice to meet you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up, man.
Thanks for all the support, Josh, over the years, man. It's really nice.
he's not even nice to his openers, is he?
Oh, my God.
How long you known him?
Well, we've known each other for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Yeah, we worked together probably five times.
Yeah, you needed a driver, and I was the only person with a car, I guess. That's how I got the job.
Yeah, my manager explained it to me. I was like, I don't know.
But for the record, Josh is nice to us.
Oh, yeah,
for the
you
most
guys
part.
Are great.
And pretty nice to Colleen. Because she gave me a job.
No, I've had moments with him.
Oh, okay.
That have not been nice.
Such as?
But it wasn't out of malice. I just hit you in the head with a soccer ball.
Right.
Did he really hit the head with a soccer
ball? Almost knocked me out.
At the club. I thought it was his party in Denver.
Oh, at the club? That was a fun party.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun party.
Did he hit you with a soccer ball at the club?
He was just practicing, kicking around. I walk around, it banks off something, hits me in the head.
Your glasses fly?
Absolutely.
So he wasn't aiming for your head.
I felt terrible. I did feel bad about that one.
Thank you.
Because you're good enough where if you wanted to hit her in the head with a soccer ball, you probably could.
Right. I didn't know she was coming around the corner. You know what I mean?
No ball in the house. You know that.
Sweet Josh, only with his disability, here's what he gets away with.
What?
There are certain times that somebody will say, oh, can I take a picture with you? So you might be standing next to him, a nice lady.
Right.
And he all of a sudden is feeling you up going, hands!
I don't know.
You did that to me.
You did it to Colleen?
It's not hands. It's just the good hand that does that.
He's got a forceful grope.
Well, I want you to know I'm there.
That's weird, Josh. Your hands never get crazy around me. That's odd.
Yeah,
even touch me.
Yeah, it's my palsy hand is repelled by you.
I might cure him.
My palsy hand is repelled by you.
Josh,
helping out the community.
So I was going to tell you, boys, and I think you might have a story about this, but last week I got a vasectomy.
We haven't heard this yet, no.
No, but I just, it was terrible.
Yeah, my wife was fixed after our second kid, so I never had to get it done. Todd's had it done. Our producer had it done.
Are you okay yet?
It was years ago.
I know.
Tyler was actually a witness to the entire procedure. He watched it. He smelled the vas deferens burn.
For radio purposes, not a personal thing. It was. Yeah. I'll never get that.
You guys are too close.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
I was 6 inches from it.
You've been closer.
Yeah, that was years ago. I regret doing that bit. But I can still smell the burning vas.
The doctor's like, usually people just wait in the waiting room.
Yeah,
well,
they
sure?
They knew the show. I recorded it. It was really weird.
Yeah,
so, how'd it go for you?
Yeah, well, my doctor was a bombshell. She was beautiful.
Oh,
and then I think it was...
You chubbed up?
No, I was too scared to chub anything.
But why did you... You said you don't want any more kids?
No, two is enough.
I know you got two, but you're afraid of some new young chick getting in your life and you knocking it up?
Yeah, you know, I just don't want that constant, like, it's like a... You know, like, when you're dating someone, mm-hmm. you're like... Okay, I hope you get your period soon, and then it comes, and you're like, damn, it's here.
So, do you have a current girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she don't want kids, right?
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
Not with Josh.
someone normal.
Now, have you gone back to throw one off to see if it took yet?
Yeah, it still works. It still works.
Okay.
But,
no, I'm talking about, are you still,
how long,
will you find out you're not fertile?
How long ago did you get this?
Just like a week ago.
Okay.
So,
you're not cleaned out yet.
No,
you got to clean the pipes out.
Yeah, I still got they said like 20 rotations or something.
Yeah, I had to drop off.
Rotation?
Yeah.
Is that the medical term?
No, it's just what
I think it was samples once every couple of weeks. For 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make sure.
Wait,
you're...
do they test it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
They look
what a homework assignment.
I know.
They're like, all right, I know it's going to be difficult.
You got to bring a little Dixie cup of goo into the thing.
Now, do you have trouble hitting that with your affliction?
Yeah.
Well, the good hand, though, works fine, right?
I don't think that has anything to do with palsy.
No, it doesn't. It's tough to hit that cup anyway, right?
Not an easy thing to aim.
They're like, Josh, you don't have to put the Dixie cup on the other side of the room. You can put it right in front of you. It doesn't have to be a distance
thing. Carnival game.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
So many guys that say both. I've heard both guys. Some guys hated it. Some guys say it's no big deal.
Well,
to this day.
You know, she was like, okay, we got the, you know, numbing agent there. They're going to make the cut. And then she's like, when we grab your vas, it's going to feel like they punch you in the nuts. And I was like, well, that wasn't in the orientation.
How about, a little bedside manner?
Yeah. See, I don't remember it hurting, but I got a pretty good pain tolerance.
You were high as hell, man.
They had a lot of value
in
me.
You were
high.
Were you high?
Yeah.
I think I was, too.
Oh, you were totally high.
Pretty sure I was.
But then
I wish I'd have been high.
You put the frozen peas and the frozen carrots on for the weekend.
I had frozen cherries, and I was just there's some video of me just eating the cherries out of the bag off my crotch.
That's what you do when they thaw out.
Yeah, well, they're warming.
Oh, you shared that for the UMass? That's good.
Yeah.
So, ladies, he's not fertile this weekend.
Don't let him go to waste.
Another 20 rotations.
Yeah, a couple pumps.
Oh, you haven't done one rotation yet?
Oh, I've done 30, but that was last week.
You know? You can't do it too much.
Yeah, right? She was like, she said 3 months, and you have to do it 20 times. I was like, I got that next week.
My advice to you is get one of those large sample kind of cups with the wide mouth on it, because when they asked me to bring in the first sample, all I had around the house was little medicine bottles. So it was a difficult aim.
When I did mine, they gave me a cup. They said, here, take. When I left the surgery, they said, here, take this with you.
I was not provided.
Yeah, I think it's odd that you have to provide your own cup. Yeah. Like, now you're just going through Tupperware. You're like, well, what are we never going to use again?
Well, I got one the next time. There was a little oversight the first time.
Yeah. Well, whatever you use, it's not going to be used ever again.
Yeah, but you're
whichever one you choose.
It's been a while, and this is obviously last week, so I think the time's changed.
Filled up this big gulp.
Yeah. And you could
just come sloshing in.
You could put them in the dishwasher. It sounded like anything toxic went in there.
Hey, guys. I got my sample. I got a little mess in the parking lot.
With a straw sticking out of it like your glass right now.
Don't be afraid to reuse your sample cup after you've washed it.
I know. And don't even wash it. Just have guests over.
It's good to know you're feeling better, though. Oh, so still sore at all?
Yeah, the stitches are just starting to come out, so it's a little...
Yeah,
not great.
So you took the weekend off, and you didn't perform last weekend, right?
You know what? I had like 3 days off, and then I flew across the country, and I thought it'd be good, and it wasn't.
Oh, you sat in a plane for the whole flight across the country?
Yeah. Right. And the peas wore off about halfway through.
You brought the frozen peas on the plane, tucked in your pants?
Yeah.
I'm asking Tyler because I don't remember. They put a stitch in me?
Man,
I thought they just made a little
staple. Blacked that out, man.
Yeah.
I had 3 stitches, man.
Oh, I thought they just made a little cut, took the vase out, burned it, and job was done. I don't remember a stitch.
Maybe he's packing more than you.
He could be.
Josh is, maybe. You know?
Or maybe I wiggle more. And she's like, I can't find the thing in there.
Maybe I wiggle more.
Yeah, that would make it more painful.
Yeah, it really did.
If you're wiggling.
Josh, the funny bone this weekend, funnybonomaha.com. 2 shows tonight and 2 tomorrow night. Very funny dude.
My urologist was not smoking hot, though. They taped taped the dink up to your belly, so you didn't bust the tape or anything?
No.
No?
No tape needed.
Craig, want to join the program? I know Justin.
No, we're doing good without him.
He makes an excellent point. He may have this radio thing down.
Oh, he does. We'll get back into it. He'll discuss something.
Come on, Dr. Dead Air. Let's get going.
I want that to stick. I want that one to stick.
Dr. Dead Air.
Dr. Dead Air.
He mentioned it earlier, too.
In our Deadpool, some of the players that had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson.
We have a Deadpool. Craig does, actually. Because it's,
I believe you. It's his soul.
Yeah. it's Craig's Deadpool. It's on our website. Hundreds and hundreds of people play this damn thing.
While none of us have really heard of Julie Gibson.
She was famous enough
years ago. She was famous in the 40s, apparently, and was in a couple of Three Stooges films.
And these are screen
names. Which is good enough for us.
These are screen names of the dead. It's good enough for us. It's a good Deadpool hit.
Yeah, if the Three Stooges is somehow mentioned, that's good enough for us. Some of the 41 players that had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson include, but are not limited to, Meemaw's Moldy Merkin.
Man. Oh, my.
I know. These are their computer names, and they're pretty brutal.
Yes. Many of them inspired from things we've discussed on the show.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you can imagine where they got Meemaw's moldy merkin.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed that day, guys.
Now, my wife just got a hold of me and said I did have a couple of stitches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because she took care of me that weekend.
Yeah. Again.
She was not yet my wife.
No.
But she still took care of
that
me.
That sealed the deal.
Huh? Yeah. After she saw that, she's like, I guess I have to marry him. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think it was her request. And I was happy to comply.
Oh, you ran there.
Oh, yeah.
You ran there.
More sodomy, please.
Okay.
Gets a hit, as does Mustache Ride. Not going to say that one. Neil Young's O-Face gets a hit,
yeah,
as does Pants Off, Hoodie On.
That talked about, he's married to
Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah. Yeah. We said Daryl Hannah gets to see Neil Young's O-Face.
Yeah.
I know. Very talented man.
Yes.
Yeah, he's still gonna do.
Daryl Hannah is the stepmother of grunge.
Big old mutton.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Yeah. Or was he the grandfather?
He's the grandfather of grunge. Right,
she'd be the step grandma of grunge.
Or godfather of grunge. I think it was godfather.
It was a god.
No,
okay.
I don't remember. Go ahead.
Pill Cosby gets a hit.
That's a great name.
That's clever.
And Please Come to Boston. No.
Please
gets a hit.
Come to Boston. She said
no.
Would you come home?
And Skippin' Dot's Hot Tub gets a hit.
That was a couple named Skippin' Dot. He had a heart attack on top of her, and they both died in a hot tub the night before their kid's wedding in Mexico.
They were banging.
Yeah, I think they were.
20 years ago, the story. I don't know what it was. 10 to 15 years ago. It's a brutal story. And people were hard.
There were... there was intercourse involved.
Yeah.
Man, so she died, too?
Underneath him, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, she died, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
He died of the heart attack. She died because he drowned her.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was on top of her.
So that's, it's a fun story. People use it as a Deadpool name.
Legendary.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, way to go.
That's a fun story.
Be so lucky.
One to tell around the table.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a brutal story.
That is
brutal. I'm ashamed of our listeners to keep it alive.
Oh, yeah, blame it on them.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, I feel bad we have to explain it, because we laugh every time it's told, but if a comedian's in here doesn't know the details about Skip and Dot, we'd have to explain it, and it sounds worse than I thought.
Yeah, the story's at least a couple years old.
And then I get the look from Jaws, who isn't offended by anything, going, oh, man, that's wrong.
That's pretty rough.
He doesn't care.
On the wedding eve.
Their wedding. Yeah. Their kid's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's...
Sorry, man. Now we offended Joshua.
And when Craig originally did that story, he walked us down that path, just giving us one horrible thing after another after another. It was a brutal story.
Yeah, I was sick about that.
He's disgusted.
Yeah, he looked just beat up, man. Yeah.
Well, Skip and Dot were the parents of the bride?
One of them.
One of the two.
Yeah,
yeah, that had to be a bittersweet day the next day.
Like to hear the toast.
I'm not sure what the sweet part was.
Well, the sweet part is you're getting married to the love of your life.
Yeah,
but your mom and dad just got pulled out of
the better part.
Yeah, just don't seal the deal in the hot tub.
is it less tragic if it's the groom's parents?
I'm guessing it was called off, and they flew home with the bodies. To make it worse
that's
for everybody.
That's got to be uncomfortable if you're coming in as the coroner. You're like, well someone's going to have to get in there.
Yeah.
Who's got their swim trunks?
Oh, man. Now you made it worse than it actually is now.
Start pulling them off each other.
No, not you. Everybody. Yeah.
It was Mexico. It's probably just a couple hotel workers.
Right. Yeah, they just...
Like, get over there.
Housekeeping.
Those bellboys had done that before.
Yeah,
and there's got to be seven or eight Skip and Dot variations in the Deadpool,
their
too.
First Skip and Dot, yeah.
I think there's actually a t-shirt you can get online.
Doctor?
Skip that. Dr. Dead Air. He's calling you, man.
We're waiting.
Hey, I was listening to Tyler over here. I'm a listener.
Yeah.
I see that. I thought you just zoned out.
Call it listening.
Okay,
now he zoned out.
You can steal that one. I call that listening.
He does zone out. Similar habits.
The woman who says a San Antonio, Texas police officer searched her vaginal cavity on a public street is getting a $205,000 settlement from the city. Council members voted in favor of the settlement. Natalie Sims claimed a police officer pulled out her tampon during a search out in the street in public.
What's he looking for?
Yeah.
He found it.
San Antonio.
What was she wearing? You could reach, get her tampon. Was a string hanging
just
out by
her shorts? Just reached down her pants or something. I don't know.
Oh, my.
She was waiting for a boyfriend at the time.
I think we've
was
all done
not found
that, but not
in violation of any laws. And so she's getting $205,000 for that violation of her rights.
I think she should probably had more.
Yeah, I think that's a little cheap.
I think it's really
what's
cheap.
On the cheap side? What was the reasoning?
Yeah.
The female cop thought that she might be holding something else up there and didn't necessarily believe that that string was attached to a tampon. So she had to find out what that was.
One of those little party favors things.
Right there in the street with people watching.
Wow. It was a female cop?
Yes, it was.
And she didn't know what that string was?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know what the string is attached to.
Even Colin knows that.
Yeah. I'm not pulling that out thinking it's going to be like, like the little New Year's Eve popper.
Shredded paper. It's a popper.
Oh, it's confetti. That's what it is.
Oh.
Even Colin knows.
Congratulations.
Josh Blue, FunnyBoneOmaha.com, hanging out with us. Colin Chamberlain is feature. Colleen is here.
I'm here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.